This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he is not planning any immediate end to deadly airstrikes Sunday on Gaza, hours after his military's jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. In a televised address Sunday, he told Jewish State that the attacks were continuing at full force and will take time. Speaking to CBS's Face the Nation television show, Netanyahu said, "I hope it won't take long." But he said the end of the attacks was not immediate, despite international efforts to broker a ceasefire and the week-long exchange of missile fire between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu spoke after the deadliest attack since the devastating war in Gaza in 2014. The Israeli airstrikes targeted a major downtown street of residential buildings and storefronts over a five-minute period after midnight, flattening two adjacent buildings and another about 50 meters away. Early Sunday, Israel bombed the house of Yahya al-Sinwar, the top Hamas leader in Gaza. On the seventh straight day of hostilities, it was not immediately clear if Sinwar was at home. Pope Francis, head of the Roman Catholic Church, held a special mass on Sunday for the Myanmar community in Italy. He said the people of Myanmar must not despair in the face of evil or allow themselves to be divided. Myanmar's military seized power in a coup on February 1st. They derailed the country's tentative process toward full democracy and triggered protests that have been met with a bloody crackdown. Pope Francis visited the Southeast and East Asian country in 2017 and has repeatedly denounced the coup. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.